Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, February 15th, and we're here. As always, folks, we're here to serve you, and we're your humble servants here. Well, Danny says speak for yourself, but, you know, I...
Sam, hi.
Well, we have to introduce ourselves somehow, Danny, you know?
I know. Every morning
and every
you switch
morning
it up.
It's got to be a little different.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was going to say, every morning you never fail to switch the intro up.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to say 2 seconds from before I turn on the mic, so yeah. There you go, you know?
How was your Valentine's Day?
It was, and it ended, and that's good. Nothing romantic happened for me. How was yours? Did you go out or anything?
I got treated at a salon on Sunset called Faded. And I really enjoyed it. I got a facial. Uh-huh. And I got my hair dyed. If you can't tell, it's a different color this morning.
Oh, it is?
You didn't even notice, did
you? You know, you're different every day.
Guys don't pay attention to any of that. We could like wax our whole face and you wouldn't even pay attention.
What, did it have a little reddish in it or something?
It was like red brown yesterday.
Right,
it looked like
right.
Crap.
Oh, well, I don't know about crap.
Now it's black and ready for All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I actually enjoyed her because she was telling me that she moved here 2 years ago. And she was, like, homeless, was cutting hair in a park, and now she has her own business.
Oh.
Yeah, it makes me think, like, what have I done lately?
Inspiration, right?
Am I hustling hard enough?
Yeah.
She's awesome. Well, I'm going to go see her.
You're getting gigs and stuff, so that's the important thing. You know,
Sam, today's my first gig.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm impressed.
What are you talking about? It's my first
gig. I'm impressed. But you can tell us about it afterwards.
Yeah, I'll talk about it tomorrow for sure.
Yeah.
If they don't make me sign an NDA.
Yeah, right? Why would they? It's not, it's just like a music video or something, right?
Yeah.
Well, what's there to disclose for crying out loud?
I hope it's not like awkward.
Yeah.
I'm like dreading it kind of actually.
Really?
Yeah. I'm literally doing it for
you.
You
don't know what to expect?
No. I've never done a music video. I've been on sets of like movies and stuff, but I haven't done like a music video where like I have to.
That's okay. Like, listen, if they hired you, they know you can do it, so don't worry about it.
They hired me because of my looks, Sam.
Well, okay, but you know, you have to be able to dance or act or whatever it is.
Oh, I don't know how to dance.
But they, well, what did they expect you to do?
Sam, I have no clue.
Okay,
they told me to dress casual and then to bring a sexy dress. I was like, okay.
Okay, so you just got to look good, is that it?
If they asked me to dance, I'm definitely going to look like Carlton from Fresh Prince.
Have you met anybody there, or is this just like emails and calls?
I have no idea who I'm. Well, I don't know
what
I'm walking
who
into.
You're going
I know a call time and set hours. That's it.
Wow.
And all I asked was,
you
is there
better
food
be careful.
Snacks?
Was that like from a Craigslist ad or
no.
something?
No.
No. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, if it was a Craigslist ad, you probably wouldn't. I said ass. Craigslist ad.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't see me tomorrow, but I'd probably be dead somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of... I don't know if dead, but you'd be disappointed.
Yeah,
you know, when you find out all the bullshit out there, you know? I mean, there's just too much of it. And they try to take advantage of every new person that comes into town.
Well, it's like a lot of ads are like, hey, we're looking for people to do reality shows. And I've done 10 reality shows, so I'm like, this is fake. They don't advertise this shit on Craigslist.
Right.
Like, there's no casting in your garage this weekend. It's not happening.
Right? Yeah, yeah. That's pretty much what it is, you know? That's what I'm telling you. I mean, you have to really look out for yourself, you know, in this town, you know, especially as a woman, I think, because there's so many people trying to prey on women. And you told me that yourself. You'd go to interviews and people ask you all kinds of inappropriate stuff.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
That's terrible, man, but that's life. What are you going to do? Folks, in a few minutes, we'll be joined by our studio guest. We're going to be talking about a fascinating film that he's made. And I just wanted to bring up, did you hear that Amy Schumer got married? She just got married.
No, but did you watch her movie Snatched?
No.
My sister hated it, and I thought it was so funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't personally think she's very funny, but I haven't seen that much of her, so I can't be really a critic.
So you didn't watch her stand-up comedy?
Not that much. No,
I don't think it was worth. I don't think her stand-up was worth 13 mil, whatever she got paid.
Yeah. What about the shows and the movies and stuff? I mean, are those doing well?
Well,
she writes a lot.
She had a movie, I think LeBron James did it a few years ago.
Oh.
And it was so fucking funny. I like really? Literally saw it three times.
Yeah.
By the fourth time, I was like, okay, the jokes are kind of like played out now, but it was good. Snatched was, there was definitely some parts in Snatched where I was like, could have been better, but I think they did really well with the casting.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, for sure, but...
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Fine.
I don't really care, to be honest with you. Amy Schumer is just another person, but I'm sure she's talented. She's very famous, but I thought people would want to know she
if
married
if she can get married, I can get married, Sam.
And they only met a few months ago.
I know.
So they've only been dating for a short time.
He's like an interior designer, I think, or something.
A chef.
Oh, totally off. He's a chef. Way off.
Yeah, right? But we're all happy for her, you know, whatever. I don't know why I'm reporting entertainment news.
Because people want to hear it. They yeah, love right? It.
And I'd rather stay from all the heavy stuff on the news. My God, man.
Oh, it like just, a shooting
you know,
yesterday.
The shooting yesterday, you
so
know.
So awful.
It just, but there's enough people talking about it that I'd rather leave it for some other people that are more qualified to comment.
Yeah.
But, Scott Baio is accused of harassment.
I have no idea who that is.
I know, because that's before your time. But
not a clue. I'd have to see a picture. Okay. For
he
sure.
started his career.
Is he an actor?
In Happy Days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard
Happy
of Happy Days?
I've heard of it for sure.
Right, it's but never, you never watched it with no. the Fonz.
No.
Yeah, you don't know what you're missing. You gotta look up some. Listen, you like watching stuff. So
I grew
you
up
need
with like Gossip
some,
Girl. Come
I
on.
Know, but you need to find what happened before you grew up. You know? Right.
Yeah. No, I okay. did not watch. I watched. Wait, Happy Days is the one with the. The guy with the black hair?
Yeah, the Fonz.
Okay, wait. Did he have a movie on Lifetime where he was a serial killer and he killed his girlfriend and got away with it?
With Henry Winkler? I don't know.
You guys
I
have
don't
no
think
idea
so.
Who I'm talking about.
No, I don't know that. But listen, and anyway, just look up Happy Days, okay?
What's that other one that was popular way back in the day that was like a 70s show? Wonder World.
Well,
Wonder
a
Bread.
Lot of them.
Something like that.
Wonder Bread. Wonder Years, baby.
Wonder Years. Wonder yeah, that's years. The show okay. I'm talking about. Okay.
Wonder Bread. I love that. Like, oh, yeah. That's a great Not name a for a show, you know?
He looks like he would have died a few years ago.
No,
sure.
But he was... He was very popular. He started with that. Then he had a show.
Now he's
Charles
accused
in
of
Charge.
Harassment, sexual
yeah,
harassment.
Doing Charles
Damn,
in Charge.
Damn, everyone
yeah.
is getting accused of sexual harassment.
Because
like,
everybody wants to bring everybody down, too, you know? I mean, it's just like it seems there's so much hatred going
and
on.
I get
and
it.
See
like, it's
over.
The entertainment world, and people are like, well, we didn't come forward because our careers would have been over. And I told you this 1,000 times. If anyone's touching me inappropriate, I'm telling the president, the governor. I don't
right.
give a shit.
You're telling
How
everybody.
Are you going to wait 20 years to say something?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, we can't judge them because you don't know what they're going through.
Yeah, and
know?
My personality is not
a lot
the
of
norm.
Shame. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of shame and stuff. And nobody would probably come close to you because they know they'd fucking get.
They'd get Lorena
up,
Bobbitt.
You know? Yeah.
Better name?
Yeah, Lorena Bobbitt.
Bite
That's
his
right.
dick clean up.
Yeah. Try to keep the show clean. We have a straight guest here, okay? We can't Try drop too many F-bombs here, you
I
know?
Only dropped like 2 today. That's a plus.
But that's okay. We'll keep his interview clean, you know? So that'll be fun.
The way I talk has nothing to do with our guests, okay, everyone?
No, of course. I mean, people need to know what they're getting into, you know? But the show does sometimes get a little naughty there, but that's okay. I did want to bring up. Oh, so like people wanting to bring people down, you know, the same thing like in Israel right now, they're trying to bring down the prime minister, you know, with like all kinds of things,
yeah.
Charges and stuff. But I don't know, man, if they find something.
He's
then
probably dirty.
Probably, but everybody is. And
that's awful.
That's how. Yeah, I know. That's pretty pretty cynical. But yeah. And but, you know, I mean, he's done like 3-4. Terms already, you know. So I mean,
so is it like how many years?
Build
a term?
Modern Israel. What?
How many years a term?
4 years.
And you can
so
go that
he's been
long.
Doing, yeah, but separately, like he didn't go. He was one. He was prime minister once, then somebody else, and then
oh, okay.
he came back again.
Okay,
right.
He should just retire then.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Leave your
Not
legacy.
Gonna
Don't
happen.
Be a Bill Crosby.
Not gonna happen, man. Anyway, okay, so let's bring in our guest right now who's sitting here patiently. And we promised the publicist we're not going to say a thing about her. So let's just say that Blake is here alone today. It's just the three of us in the room. And that's just the spirit of the PR person sitting right here. We're joined by Blake Robbins.
Hello.
welcome to the show, Blake.
Thanks. Hi, Blake. For having me. Hi.
Of
hi.
Course. And
you can drop as many F-bombs as you
thank
would like.
Thank you. I feel really? Like I got good? A vibe that sure. he didn't care.
I, well, I don't know. Like he seemed back. Kind of uncomfortable at the time. So
no way.
But thank you for allowing us to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I've broken the ice.
I love
let's
it.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I love
the conversation would flow better now that you've allowed
well,
us.
Well, I read an article online that said if you swear, you're likely more intelligent.
Yeah.
So I started swearing.
I
was like, I'm going to fake it till I make it.
Exactly. Yeah. Leave an impression, you know?
Bam.
No, I got a vibe you didn't care. Yeah. I can read people pretty well. If I felt like you were uptight, I would have been like, and so, anyways, yesterday it was rainy.
I get the feeling you would not.
I probably would.
I imagine you hear this a lot working with a lot of people and stuff, you know? So you're a director of a great film. We just saw the trailer in a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get and delve into that, but let's find a little bit more about you.
About me.
About you. So
hashtag we care.
You probably moved here from somewhere else, right? You're not.
I did.
Because nobody is born
lived.
In LA.
Maybe
right?
not.
Yeah.
No.
90% no.
They all live.
Very few people.
Like from
a few
valleys
New
York,
away.
Yeah. People Chicago, move here. Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No so where did you originally grow up?
Oh. My dad's side of the family's from Massachusetts, and we settled north of
Me
Boston.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
really?
From Boston.
Marblehead,
yeah. Swampscott.
Methuen.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of Marblehead. Right. That's where one of my
cool
co-hosts
people are
used
from
to be there. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that.
And then I went to college in the Midwest and left.
Yeah, there
oh,
you
really?
Go.
I still follow the sports teams, but
that's
and
about
then,
it.
And
it.
Then I went and started acting in New York City. So I did that for a little while, mm-hmm. and then. Hashtag you still care?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I don't know.
I do.
Okay, good. And then I know I've been in L.A., living up in, Santa Clarita.
Nice. The out here. Yeah.
Wait, is that in SoCal or NorCal?
No, Santa Clarita's up here. But
okay. I'm thinking of Santa Clara. I'm like, did you get on a flight for this interview?
For many people, it's considered NorCal.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Right,
right
up the five.
It?
Magic Mountain,
right.
you know?
Yeah,
where
no,
the roller
no
coasters
clue. Never
are.
Been.
No? Never been. No, she lives in Hollywood. That's pretty much her.
Yeah, that's her.
Sphere of influence.
I don't really like Hollywood, but I'm like so close to everything that just works, you know?
I don't really think there's any reason for you to go up there.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing...
Is
up
it like
there
woodsy?
That we don't have down
right,
here.
But they're nice
is
houses.
It
no, it's not woodsy. It's Southern California.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
No woods.
Oh. It's just like it looks like here. But
can you bury
yeah.
a body there?
See that mountain? If you
right,
just turn left
mountain.
And go behind
there you
that
are?
Mountain.
Yeah,
but it's mountains.
About 30 minutes.
Are you on a hill?
No, we're in a valley. They call it Santa Clarita Valley.
Valley, that's true. Now, the thing is, Santa Clara. Santa Clara is the guest we had on the phone the other day. And remember, I told him Santa Clara is in Silicon Valley, and that's Northern California.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
So Santa Clara, Santa
Clarita. So it's an honest mistake.
It is a very honest mistake. Clara, Clarita,
you know,
we say differently, but we mean the same thing, hopefully.
So how many movies have you been in? I feel like I've seen you somewhere.
You
I really do. I feel like I know you.
She's been everywhere.
I hang out on that corner down there.
No, that's the definitely me. That's my corner, actually.
That's your corner?
I
that's
get,
why
after
you
I
recognize
get out of here,
me.
I stand
that's why
on
you
line.
Recognize me.
Yeah, right.
We probably fought about it a couple of times.
I've been in commercials and TV shows and things. You know, it always feels weird to tell people, like, to start naming the shows I've been on because it's like I'm begging for you to
yeah, like name dropping and something.
Do
yeah.
one. Do I, one. Then do I would know.
I don't know. Do you watch The Office?
Yes, I do.
I play Jim.
Wait, hold on.
Older brother Tom.
Okay.
I'm one of the brothers.
That's my favorite show on the face of the
ever.
Planet.
Really?
Like, I'm not
I'm glad
kidding.
I named
it's
that,
like
not
my
the
favorite
other ones.
Show.
Wow.
I just hate that there's like. News that they might be remaking it. I'm like, leave the legacy alone.
Why do you hate that? I'm hoping for a phone call.
Okay. True.
It's not
there
coming.
There you go.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Not happening.
I love that show. I just told Sam, like literally 2 days ago, that I just started from episode one to start over just so I could rewatch it.
Well, when Jim and Pam got married around that time, my character came in. I played the older brother. I don't know if they ever called us the older brother, but I'm older, so I know I'm the older.
Yeah.
Brother. And it's just like a given.
But you were the brother.
I was one of the two brothers.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, so you started with acting when you moved here? Or in actually New York, you
said. I started acting in New York.
Right. What kind of, like, theater and things?
I did a lot of theater.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did. Mm-hmm. Or else I wouldn't have done it.
Right.
I did, but...
actors do
seem to have it. It was hard in New York, you know? When I was in New York, there weren't as many shows, and maybe I wasn't as good, but... so it took a while to get... You know, it's a tough business.
Yeah, I can
imagine. I think you know, right?
A lot of people trying to get into theater and things like that. Yeah, that's true. So how many years did you live in New York?
About 10
years.
That's a long time.
Came to LA in 2003.
Okay.
So
I was
been
on
here
an
for
HBO show called 15. Oz. I did an HBO. Did you
I've heard of it.
It's like the original.
Stabler was in that, right?
Yeah.
From SVU?
SVU. Yeah. I was like, Stabler. I think that's Christopher Malone.
Yeah. I don't know his
actual name. Yeah.
I just know Stabler. I was so upset when he left
When he wasn't
SVU.
A cop, he was in prison assaulting people on HBO.
Yeah.
So, yeah. A lot of good actors on that show. But when that show was wrapping up, coming to an end, that was about time for me to try LA, if I was ever going to try it.
Right.
Because... You know, maybe people would know me a little bit from that show.
Right.
So it brought me here. And, you know, my wife was ready to get away from the cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
So she was all for some
80, 90
degree year-round weather.
You came to the right place.
So
we have
right
no seasons
place.
Here. If you
no
notice.
Season. Well, pilot season, fire season.
Yeah.
Mudslides.
That's true. That's true. We
no
do
rain.
Have that, but no rainy
rain.
Season.
It rained for like 25 minutes the other night.
Yeah. Rainy season was last year.
Yeah.
Right? For about a month.
Yeah. Exactly. It rained a little bit.
Actually, right when I moved here, it was raining for like a straight month. I was like, this is
and
bullshit.
That was the last you'll see of it for about 10 years.
Yeah, right?
Got to wait for another rain.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, thank you for that news. But no, it's true. I mean, it seems like we can't get rain here anymore, you know?
Oh, well.
So we'll see. But so you moved to L.A. here in 2003.
Yeah.
And what did you, what did you have in mind that you would do here? Did you just come here and hope for the best? Did you have a plan? How did it work?
You know, life has its own plans, right?
Right.
So, I was hoping for a lot of things. Some happened. Many of them didn't. But I was an actor for 20 years, 25 years now I'm going on, I think. So, and I have a blue-collar career. You recognize me because I show up in commercials. I've done about 20 or 30 national commercials.
Wow.
About 50. TV shows, but you know,
that's
an episode
crazy.
Here, an episode there. But I wasn't getting leads in movies. So around 2004 or 5, I had an idea for a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I started writing it, and then eight short years later, I just said, fuck it.
Yeah.
The theme of the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it myself. The cost of making movies had come way down because of cameras and technology had changed. So I just went with a bunch of friends and made a movie. This is not this movie. This is the
movie. I was going to say, you made this on a low budget because that looks like a high budget movie.
Yeah, no. The first movie we made for about $40,000 all in. Went to Kansas. To
Is that
Lawrence,
a feature
Kansas.
Film?
It's a feature film.
Really?
It's called The Sublime and Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And it played at a film festival called Slam Dance, which a lot of really successful directors have had their first film there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to follow in there and step with them. But that played Slam Dance in 2014. And that was my first time stepping out. It was an artist empowerment movement. You know, I played the lead in my own movie.
Right.
And some people liked it.
Right.
The filmmakers for this film, who had also made a few films in the Midwest, saw that film at another film festival and brought me this script and said, what do you think of this? And I loved it. And we had some more money. We had some people who could see my movie, their script. And so we actually made this next movie. It's kind of irrelevant, but just to follow the thread of the story. Right. I went from a $30,000, $40,000 film to about $3 million.
That's
crazy. This film, The Scent of Rain and Lightning, was based on a New York Times bestselling novel. They adapted the script, and we made a movie about, I guess it was a year and a half, 2 years ago, that we actually shot the movie.
Yeah.
Last year it was playing film festivals, and now it's coming to some theaters.
Wow, congratulations. Crazy. And it looks like a great movie. We got a chance to see the trailer here. Yeah. Very, very heavy stuff.
It's intense.
I mean, very intense.
It is.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking about murder here and very scary people.
That's my type of movie, though.
And things like this. But you got quite a lineup of actors. I could recognize a few in there.
Yeah.
And but let's go back originally to the first film, because I'm fascinated.
By the first film.
Yeah. The
publicist who's not in the room is loving the fact that we're talking about the first film.
That's okay. Listen, she knows what kind of a show this is, and she knows we're going to cover everything about your film. Okay. I promise you, okay? But people need to know who we're dealing with here, you know? Yeah.
Dealing with here? If you get the answer to that, let me know.
Right. But look, you took advantage of a theme, and that is the technology has made it more accessible for people to do their own thing.
Yeah.
And that's a repeating theme I see here on people that come on the show, filmmakers and things like that. That they realized, you know, there's too much competition out there. There's too much going on. Yeah. I'll never get on something. Let me start my own, right?
Listen.
I should start doing my own.
Yeah, do something. You know, we all have a camera on us every day, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, green light yourself. Don't wait for someone else to green light your dream.
Oh. So you took...
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Your dream.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, she's hashtagging all over the place.
I saw that. I'm right in there. I can roll.
Yeah. No, all right, so we'll go to the scent of rain and lightning and we'll get deep into this. And if we run out of stuff to say, then we'll go back to the original.
Right. I have to say, I watched that trailer and it's definitely something that I would see in theaters because that's my type of movie. It kind of seems like it's not an ending that we would expect it to be.
There is an unexpected ending.
Yeah, that's
really,
messy.
That's cool.
You can
so tell.
Tell
us a little bit about the setting, the story.
Okay. Movie takes place in Oklahoma. It's a small ranch and community that has a central family, the Linder family, who kind of run the community through the fact that they have this huge ranch. In the movie, 12 years ago, there's a double homicide in town. And our lead character, Micah Monroe, who was in It Follows, The Guest.
Oh, I knew she looked familiar. She looks older now, though, right? Because It Follows, she was young.
She was young.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she still is. She just, early 20s.
It took me, I had to watch that movie like 6 times. I'm like, what is this about? I'm so confused. It was about STDs.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Is that what you came up with?
Yeah.
You know that for a fact that that's what the movie
was?
No,
it was my...
That was your interpretation. Yeah. Well, you figured it out.
Some movie critic we have
here. Because it's like, you had sex with someone all of a sudden, they're like...
Following you?
Yeah. I'm like, what? Maybe never want to have sex again.
STDs don't follow you. They're like in you.
Yeah. So is it not about STDs?
No, I'm not going to take that away from you.
No,
movies are meant to be interpreted.
I say that
about my movie. Whatever you get from it, that's intended.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're supposed to look at it. I mean, for me, as a storyteller, like, I'm more interested in questions than answers. Do you know what I mean? Anyone who pretends they have the answers is probably wrong and probably, you know. So, I make movies that are about questions. So I would say if you watched a movie and came to that conclusion about it, and we're talking about It Follows now, if I made that movie, I'd be like, yes. Whether I ever thought of that or not, because that's what it's about for you.
Yeah.
And someone else should watch it and see something else and feel something else. So
that's true. It's art after all.
It's an art.
It's
an art form.
Yeah. So great lead there, Micah Monroe.
Micah Monroe.
And she looks great and acts great in the trailer,
too. She gives an amazing performance. In fact, a lot of the reviewers are comparing her favorably to Jennifer Lawrence in Winter's Bone.
Ah.
Because it's a similar type of movie where you have this young girl who's got this... she's got to solve this sort of matriarchal society. She's been given some things. She's been told some things that are now unraveling and turning out not to be true. And, she's coming up against what happened to her parents, because her parents died 12 years earlier. What were the truths of that time that were kept from her? You know, she was 9, 10 years old when this murder happened. And now this murderer is getting out of jail because things may have not have been as clean cut as they thought. So,
right.
So the movie's complicated. It exists
he looks
in
like
two
a killer.
Time frames. He does.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Everyone in town wanted him to go away. That's why
he looks
went
like
away.
Maybe he's caught a couple bodies in his basement.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't think. And there's a comment on the prison system. A really bad guy goes away, and he may not have done the thing, but what does the prison system do to a human being who's maybe not a good guy already?
Right.
He comes out because, you know, there were some complications. He's not a better guy.
No, he's probably worse.
That's part of the story, yeah.
He's,
you know, he's pretty pissed.
So did you have some prison scenes too in there?
Just a little bit at the beginning to kind of see where this character's coming from.
I see.
To know, get into his head a little bit, that foreboding quality of this guy's probably not better for this experience.
Yeah, probably not.
And at the top of the movie, you know, we the storytellers kind of make a promise. Him getting out of prison is not a good thing for this family.
Yeah.
And I hope that's something we pay off in the end.
Well, Will.
In an unexpected way.
Who plays the granddad? Will
Patton.
Will Patton, I'm a huge fan of him.
He is such a great actor, you know?
Yeah. And you put him on screen and you never quite know what's going on because he's so interesting.
Yeah. Like he just looks like he's interesting. In everything he does, I'm like, what is this guy's deal? What is his deal?
Having spent a month with Will Patton, I can tell you.
That's all it took? That's as long as it took to film?
Yeah, we shot it in about a month.
Wow.
Yeah, 28 days.
How, like, 24 hours a day?
No.
Really?
I got to sleep 10-12 hours a day.
That's a
lot.
Crazy.
That's a lot.
I make movies fast. See, because I made that first movie in 12 days, you know, that's why, you know, I worked with the same cinematographer. I worked with the same sound team, and that's kind of what I have to offer of value to the people who wanted to make the movie is, you know, we make movies fast.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And
1 month.
Hopefully really good.
Yeah. I mean, it looks really good. I'm going to watch it. I'll let you know for sure.
I appreciate it. Well,
ask Sam. I'm like a huge movie buff. That's all I do.
Yeah, that's true.
I like come in and I ask Sam questions. He's like, yeah, no. I'm like, okay.
Sam's not watching that many movies?
I don't. No, not really. Or no,
no. No, never.
And TV, none at all, you know?
What do you do, Sam?
Maybe an X-Files.
He reads
Files.
Books.
I read a lot, when I have free time.
Do you actually read physical books or do you
physical
read them on,
books.
Yeah,
physical
you like
books.
Actual books.
Actual books, nonfiction, fiction.
Excellent.
I love everything. But, no, I started catching up on some of the movies, really.
Yeah.
Well, this movie was based on a New York Times bestseller, and it's one of the reasons I think it was so interesting to me, because in a book, these characters are so well
developed.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, we have to pick and choose.
That's true, for the movie. That's true. So how long is the film?
It's about 100 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's
Which
like
isn't
a
that long,
it's
no.
like digesting
yeah,
a novel.
Yeah.
I hope when people see it, they feel like they read the book or feel like they read a book.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Like, hopefully it's not like 50 Shades where it's like you read that book and you see the movies and you're like, what the hell?
I'm not going to those movies.
Yeah, right? You're not the target market.
No. I just went to the screening last week.
I accidentally saw the first one. That was enough.
First one was awful.
Right.
I was so upset. I read all the books.
Did you?
And the first one was nothing
like
the book.
You were disappointed, huh?
Well, they left out like half the story. I'm like,
really?
Dude. And then in the second one, they put like half of the first book in it. I'm like, you just left out half the second book.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense.
That's interesting.
That's the point.
Interestingly, the movie It, you know, as the movie was winding down, I'm like, they haven't even told half the story.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did.
And they're wrapping up. No, I read the book. This book is over 1,000
I didn't even know it was a book.
Yeah, it was a book I read,
what?
Shoot, like 25, 30
really?
Years ago. Yeah.
The only thing is about the remake is they completely changed the original movie.
The original movie was okay. Oh, with what's his name? The original one, the clown was, what's his name? Come on.
Pennywise.
No, that was the name of the... Okay, it'll come to me in just a second. Never mind. She's like, I can't read lips, Liz, but...
Liz,
okay.
I'll interpret for you. Liz is saying, talk about his movie, please.
Okay, that's what she's saying. Oh, my God.
Enough people paid money to see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, people should pay money to go see yours.
So now I have a program director behind my shoulder telling me how to run my show. Sounds great. No, but
I feel you, though. We got off topic a lot. Our
Timothy,
show needs to be 2 hours.
Yeah, Tim Curry. Right. Tim Curry it was. But I just brought up the story.
I don't know actors from 1970. I'm just saying the original movie and the one that remade, they changed the whole story.
Okay. Yeah. Did you see the movie It, the new one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is they left out half the story. That's why in the end it said part one, right?
Or because they left the adults.
One.
They left the adults
exactly
of
when they're
yeah.
adults. Yeah.
But the kid that died in the first one, the bully, he didn't die until he was an adult. So I'm like, you guys just switched that whole thing.
Right.
That's
never mind.
Now back to
we'll
you.
Go.
Yeah, but as a filmmaker, I know it is about picking and choosing.
Yeah.
There's
right.
no way
you can include everything, right?
Yeah, you've got to pick and choose.
So that's a hard part too, right? And then.
Yeah.
In the editing, you probably do more of that, right? Like getting rid of
so
more
directing.
Stuff.
I'm so curious about it. So that's when like. Because I know about like acting and being
right.
on set.
What
so
does the director do?
Yeah, like basically, are you there like, let's do that again, it didn't work? Or like, what's your job, basically?
To put it together. He's like the painter, right?
What I try to tell people is I'm the first audience for the movie.
Right.
So I'm like the filter.
Okay. You're like, this worked, this didn't work.
Well, you're responsible for every creative decision. You mm-hmm. have all these experts helping you, but it's a collaboration. If I don't give the thumbs up on colors, wardrobe,
right.
Casting choices, the approach, the lens package. You know, yeah, I work with a cinematographer, but if I don't respond to what a shot looks like, you know, we keep working till we do, whether
right.
it's the lighting.
Right.
And
you did this all in 1 month. That's crazy.
Well, that's the shooting. The pre-production takes months, if not years.
Yeah, yeah.
Preparing to be in that 1 month of shooting.
Okay, right. The pre-production.
The
what
pre-production.
About post-production?
Post-production,
too, yeah.
Usually on a film about this size, can take about a year, maybe
yeah.
a little less than a year.
That's a long
on
time,
big,
right?
On
long
big
time,
movies, yeah. they try to crank them out, you know, in a few months.
Right.
Because they spent a lot of money on the movie and they want to come out.
Right.
For a movie like this, I want it to be as good as it can be. So we've got to work with sound designers. The sound in our movie is incredible. We worked with, Academy Award-winning sound designers, post-production sound designers. Our score was done by the Blair Brothers, who worked with Jeremy Saulnier on Blue Ruin, The Green Room, all these really great indie films.
Right.
So they create the score for the movie. We have some great original songs from an artist back east. So there's a lot of elements, a
right.
lot of layers that go into right. it. And I would say the simplest way to say what the director's job is, depending on how much authority the producers have given to him creatively, and
right.
I was fortunate that because they loved my first movie and the way the relationship started, I had full creative control.
Right.
I make all those decisions. So, and I work with an editor, sit in the room, and tell the story again. Because there's right. the story you think you're going to make, which is the script.
Right.
The story that you end up shooting, which is when the actors get involved.
Sometimes it's improv, too, right?
There's some improvisation, mm-hmm. yeah, absolutely. Because when you cast really great actors and put them in circumstances, if you don't give them the freedom to express themselves with what they know now that they've become these human beings, you're missing out on their gold.
Right.
You know, once I cast, Brad as Billy, the guy who went away for the murder,
right.
He knows more about that character than anyone, right. including the writer and director. If
right.
I don't mind for that, if I don't allow him to express that,
right.
Now, I may have a shape in my mind of the movie. I'll give you a very real example. Is there were times where he was really rageful and violent, you know, in places in the movie where I had to, I felt, find some other things other than just that
right.
I knew we were leading to an explosion, and I couldn't have him be that rageful in all of it. So
right.
even though the performance is fantastic, I shaped that performance. I would say, well, you know, maybe we save that for the end of the movie, that
right.
full-on violence.
Right.
You know, maybe we get a hint of it here. Maybe here, you know.
Right.
But he does some of that. I do some of that, you know.
Right.
But you said, do I come over and say, okay, there's a take. That was raw.
Nah, no, let's one do that say, again.
Yeah, let's do it again is better than that was wrong.
Right.
And I might say, I really love that.
Yeah.
We have that now. What about one, you know, and I think, I mean, I'm flashing back to being on set. What about one where you think she's a little bit just like annoying to you, and it's not,
right.
you know
yeah.
what I mean? And then he'll be less full of rage.
Yeah.
Right.
He'll be
yeah.
like, who is this girl coming to, you know, ask me these questions? And now he doesn't take her seriously
right.
in a different, the same person with the same circumstances.
Right.
But a slightly different approach to the material.
Yeah, so many steps
yeah.
to acting, huh?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I want to get into acting,
but
I just
it's fascinating.
Don't know how good I'd be.
You know, I look at the director's role as like the painter
yeah.
that
mm-hmm.
paints the picture. I mean, it's his vision, right? It's your vision
yeah.
as far as to how the movie is going to be. That's why he's the most important person in the movie, really, and that's why it's the last credit
well,
before the
for,
movie starts.
Well, that's
right?
good for my ego, but
no, I mean,
know.
Look, you have the producers okay. and the executive
yeah.
producers. I understand.
Everyone
but,
matters.
Right.
Everyone matters.
It's
I
like
know.
A team. It's like teamwork,
it is.
Right? Like
I think
everyone
the best
has to be like
the best directors are either really good, like the equivalent of a great quarterback on a football team,
like
right.
a Tom Brady.
Right.
get the best. I'll go with Tom Brady, but that might make everyone else mad at us. But yeah, that he is. But you still have coaches who participate.
Right. And you still got the players.
Tom Brady can't win every game.
Right.
To my frustration.
Yeah. And not by himself either.
Defense and running backs and wide receivers have to do. Everyone's got to do their job.
Teamwork.
But yeah, but a really good
he's
one
gotta
gets
be a
the
leader,
best out of
yeah.
a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And when people look him in the eyes in the huddle, they believe in him.
Right. So are
you?
Is your goal
to look at me in the eyes and believe in me?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's definitely going to happen.
So the movie is The Scent of Rain and Lightning.
He cut you right off. You were going to say
he does
something
that all
so
the time.
Important.
No, that's okay because we're going back and forth. But I'm because I'm feeling
sorry,
Liz is over my shoulder now.
Oh, she
and we got
to
tell him when the movie's opening. The movie's opening. Okay, no, it's not Liz we have here. It's actually, her name is Justine, but I'm just kind of like
what?
Covering up her name so nobody will know. But
you didn't say her last name.
But the movie is starting actually tomorrow, right? February 16th. It's going to be released.
We're in theaters tomorrow.
In theaters, also on demand. So where can people see it on demand, Blake?
Well, you can pre-order it today on iTunes, The Scent of Rain and Lightning.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I have to explain that anymore, right? 5 years ago, you had to, but now,
right.
now you just
go.
You can pre-order it on iTunes,
go
The Scent
to
of
iTunes.
Rain and Lightning.
Right. Yeah.
If I have to say more than that, they're probably not going to actually do it because they're like...
So
they're going to be like,
they're not technologically savvy enough.
Yeah.
But if you don't know what we're talking about with iTunes, you can go to Fandango and find
purchase
out.
Tickets.
Yeah, and purchase tickets. It's playing in L.A. We're down at the Arena Cine Lounge.
Really?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, cool.
7:25, opening night.
Can we get some tickets?
She says...
If you ask a lot, then they will.
Two for
they'll
you.
Give you.
Yeah,
right
two for
there.
Me, so I can bring a date.
You're going to have to step up to the mic real soon.
Otherwise, we won't know. So there's Justine. Go ahead, Justine. Tell us about...
she is
about
not
the,
happy.
About the opening of the movie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's actually, it's Liz Rodriguez, who might have rather been just in. Justin.
Hi, Justine.
All right. So we can confidently give two listeners... To LA Talk Radio.
What about me, though?
Two tickets. You'll have to ask later. Two tickets if they'd like to go to tomorrow's opening night, 7:25 p.m. at the Arena Cine Lounge on
which
Sunset,
is on
Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard.
That's like 2 seconds from my house.
64.
I could walk there.
There's an amazing Q&A afterwards with Blake, who we have obviously here in the studio right now, our director. He'll be opening the floor out for.
I love how she
questions.
Already knows it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, right.
You can predict it.
Well, you know that's her role to make it exciting and interesting.
I like this idea of people. Coming, your listeners, and if you are the two listeners who get these tickets and come, please come up and say hi. It's a pretty small venue, so I'll be right there. Please come in and let's get some photos taken.
I'd love to be there, and it will be so this is tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, 7:25. I'll make myself available. I mean, this sounds great. I want to see the movie. I really do.
I appreciate it.
I mean,
also,
once you see the trailer, tell people where they can see the trailer.
Right now it's an iTunes exclusive still, so if you go to iTunes and go to that pre-order, even if you don't hit the pre-order, you can click on the trailer, which, as Liz will tell you, once you do that, you will probably buy the movie. But
anyway,
and it's only
$9.99,
and it's then yours forever.
Right.
Yeah.
And
which
you're
is
helping
not bad
support,
at all.
You know,
exactly.
We want to help small businesses, Main Street USA. We also want to help small filmmakers.
Yeah, and for anyone that is iffy about doing the preview on iTunes, you can go to YouTube because it's on YouTube too, I believe.
I just typed it in. That's the unofficial trailer,
but you get
a vibe. Yeah. You know, that was the trailer that I put together sort of to share with film festivals when we were going around to the film festival world.
Right.
So.
But,
yeah, so
but the one we saw is definitely powerful. And I'm glad that that you decided to make us see it, you know. And Bonnie Bedelia too, right?
Bonnie Bedelia.
She's amazing.
Maggie Grace from the Taken movies and from Lost, early seasons of Lost.
Taken, what character in Taken?
She's the daughter. She's Liam Neeson's daughter.
She
in
does
all
not
three.
Look the same in the trailer. I didn't even recognize
her. Yeah, she's really gives an extraordinary,
she's definitely underestimated.
She's a fantastic actress, and she really gets to show that in this movie.
Right.
Because it's more of a character-y role.
Yeah, like no one even knew she was in Twilight. Did anyone peep that? She was in Twilight, too. Her head came off, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, her head's back on for this movie, but bad things do happen to her.
So you're very fortunate, almost blessed to be working with such great people, right?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so now what about the casting? Were you involved in that too?
Yep.
You were.
Yeah. So if you ever need a black girl for one of your movies, holla at me.
Yeah. Holla? I'm not even sure I'm allowed to holla. Yeah, white guy. Am I allowed to holla?
You are. All you're right. Allowed to.
I'll holla. Yeah, am I even saying that correctly? I feel like I'm saying
holla.
It very...
You got to put the A at the end.
That's like holla bread.
Yeah, that's
holla.
True, right?
I've never heard of holla bread.
You never heard of holla bread?
Well, she hasn't been exposed to Jews that much. No. Here you will.
Yeah. I haven't.
Welcome to
In
LA.
Los Angeles, I've heard there's a lot.
It's the bread we make for Shabbat, for Sabbath. Yeah. You know, on Friday.
So like pita bread?
It's, no.
No, but this is like a loaf. No.
It's
a loaf.
Braided and you slice in it. A wonderful French toast. Go somewhere has holla French toast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll try that.
Is it like bread you put like bread dip on? No.
No, it's
butter?
It's sweet? It's serious. It's like...
Okay.
I'll bring some
Enough
next week.
Enough about bread.
I'll bring some next week. You'll see what it
no,
is.
No, we can talk about bread.
Or look it up.
Ignore the lady waving her hands in the corner saying,
plus
talk about the movie. I mean, we got the movie.
Right,
the movie also stars Justin Chatwin from Shameless, Mark Webber, who is in Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and back to holla bread. So anyway.
I like that movie, Scott
It's also a great sandwich.
Yeah.
You toast a little holla and you put it on some, you know, some turkey and ham.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
We're going to I'll go out for lunch, right?
The film is
I
The
wish.
Scent of Rain
I'm
and
starving.
Lightning. If you guys are just joining us, a great lineup of stars, great acting, great direction. And I'm really impressed, Blake. And
Thanks.
We're glad that you came to visit us. We wish you a lot of success with this. I mean, obviously,
are you saying goodbye
you know
to me?
What you're doing.
Is it,
we're saying goodbye to everybody. We got to wrap up 5 minutes early.
Okay.
But two tickets. Okay, two tickets, Liz. Go ahead. Say what you want to say. I don't know what to do. She
how
wants me
them?
To do things. Tickets? You want to give away tickets?
Give away two tickets.
Okay but
how much? Aside someone? From you guys, let's get some listeners. If they want to go for tomorrow night... Holla.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, just
yes.
holla. Okay, just holla. Hey. We'll put that in our social media. How's that,
yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
She's going to put it in her social media. If you guys want the tickets, just write us and we'll get them.
Okay.
So how do they get the tickets physically? They don't need to, right?
They
just
give
go
me,
there.
You need to give me their names.
Okay,
and, their
and
phone,
you'll
their
have them there.
You don't want
to
do some call-ins?
Okay, we don't have time.
What
we're
time is
time.
It?
It's 10:45 almost.
Oh, you're right.
It's 5 minutes early and I have to...
Oh, you have to
No, I have to wrap up because there's something... coming up right after this.
Okay, so gotcha. All I need is two people's names that would like to go to tomorrow's 7:25 p.m. screening over Arena Cine Lounge on Sunset Boulevard. So it starts promptly. So if you get to the box office 7:15, the tickets will be in an envelope in your name.
Sounds good.
You guys hear that?
I love it.
Bam.
And visit www.scentofrainandlightning.com. And you can also visit Arena Senior Lounge online and book your tickets direct. It's playing every day.
Closer, Liz.
It's playing every day.
Every day?
Till Tuesday.
Every day okay. Until Tuesday That's in the sweet. Theaters. And, of course, you can pre-order yours on iTunes now.
There okay. you go. And Liz knows what the hell she's talking about, man, every time.
Got my shit.
Every time, there you go.
So if they win tickets, so this is for everyone on my live. So if they win tickets, it's just for the show tomorrow or any show until Tuesday.
I mean, tomorrow's really exciting because we have the Q&A.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if they want to have a look at the Arena Cine Lounge, for example, we're playing on Saturday at 4:15, as well again at 7:40. On the 18th, we're at 2:30 and 9:30. So several performances at the Arena Cine Lounge. If they can't make tomorrow night for whatever reason and then join us for the Q&A, for sure they can join us at another time slot at Arena Cine Lounge in Hollywood.
Sounds good.
So do you guys hear that? Because then you could possibly see me because I'll be going.
There
right?
you go. You see, and I'm probably going to be there tomorrow too, so I don't see why not.
I'm definitely
Blake
if you're
Robbins.
Interested, DM me on Instagram. We'll
Blake Robbins, thank you so much
thank
for joining
you,
us. Do you have a way on social media where people can contact you, find about the movie more?
I have an acting website, Facebook. You just look up Blake Robbins. I have my own fan page there, and I think I'm Robbins_Blake at Twitter, and I talk about all this stuff, all my movies, all my Sounds TV good. Appearances. Thanks,
well, you're
man.
Very talented, very ambitious. I mean, mm-hmm. you did your own thing, and I always admire that. You thanks, know, yeah. it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, thanks for being
and
a cool guy.
You did a great job.
Yeah,
and you. We'll give you the makes final review and criticism on the movie after we see it.
Yes, I will put that in the I don't give a shit.
Exactly. no, well, we're going to give it to our listeners, you know.
I always talk about movies on here, so I'll talk about it for sure.
Oh, awesome.
I do. Every show, and Sam's like, yeah, on to the next subject.
I will care about that. Yes, if you burden the next guest with about 15 minutes of talking about my movie, yeah. I would love that.
Okay. Thank you so much for having us on.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
I'll see
you
tomorrow night. Night.
Of Bye. Course, everybody. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.